Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, songwriter, welcome to The Hang. This is an interview that is hosted on the songwritingpro.com website with an industry pro. Now, I'm going to share a little bit of this with you because I think it'll be entertaining and inspiring and informational and help you on your songwriting journey. If you want to see the whole video and all the previous and future episodes of The Hang, you can just hop on over to songwritingpro.com and join today. Start your 14-day free trial. We'd love to have you join us. If you're already a member, just log in, go over to The Hang in the member area, and you can watch it. If you're not a member, now's a great time to join. All right, let's get to The Hang.
Our guest today is a Nashville via Kansas singer-songwriter and worship leader. He's landed cuts in both the country and Christian music markets. In country, he's written a Walker Hayes cut and is currently writing with Walker for his upcoming project on Monument Records. He also has cuts or singles coming up with Kevin Mack and Jaden Michaels. On the Christian side of the street, our guest has penned hit singles for Unspoken, Good Fight, which I hear on the radio, and new song, The Same God, as well as cuts or singles by Johnny Diaz, Battle Drums Worship, Finding Favor, Jenny Owens, We Are Messengers, and Cochran and Company. He's a staff songwriter for EMAC and Goatee, which is Toby Mac's publishing company. If you know who Toby Mac is, if you don't, you need to listen more K-Love. Okay, so that's not too shabby. What really warms my heart about our guest today is that his family has answered the call to care for orphans through international adoption. I don't know if we'll get to that today, but it's something close to my heart, so I like to call that out when I can, because we're an international adoption family as well. But anyway, Tyrus Morgan, thanks for hanging with us today.
Man, I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking some time before you're writing later today, or are you having a...
I am producing today, and then I'm going out on the road and riding on the bus for a couple days starting tonight. So going to kind of get some production done today and then head out.
Awesome. Well, good deal. So this is production for another artist?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, cool. We may cover that. We may get to that if time allows. I have a couple questions I like to try and ask everybody and get through those, and then just kind of see where everything goes. So my goal today for the Hang is to inspire, educate, and motivate our fellow songwriters. And so I want to do that by having an honest conversation, by keeping it real. So we want to cover some of the ups and some of the downs, and just let people know kind of what your version of the music life is. Everyone has their own version of it. I have mine, you have yours, but just give people a flavor of a little bit of what they might be in for. And so I like to start off with something I call cuts and bruises. So it's basically your best story of a cut and then the best or most painful story of a music industry bruise. So something that, a high and a low. And y'all flexed up, you cracked your knuckles, you ready to go?
I'm ready, bro.
All right. So why don't we start off with a cut story? So either, a first cut, best cut, whatever it might be, some high moment for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, a really high moment was the first time I got in the room with Walker Hayes. We wrote a song called Leela Stars, and we just kind of locked the door and didn't come out until we felt like that song was at least super close. And I kind of said, I thought, man, I'm not leaving this room until I hear Walker say, hey, I think this may make it, Mm-hmm. So we just kept hammering that out. I think we spent probably 6 or 7 hours that first day, and then we probably had another 3 or 4 hours of rewrites, because that song, I don't know if you've heard it, but
I have.
Just chock full of lyric. So there's a ton of lyric in there. So lots of editing to do, and the way the rhyme scheme works, and with his kind of hip hop type of flow. Mm-hmm. It kind of makes those rhyme schemes, the way that it falls, just super intricate, which just slows down the writing process, but makes it super fun as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you get that line that flows right and has the rhyme.
Exactly.
Exhilarating or just relieving.
Yeah. A little of both.
Yeah. So great. Yeah. So that one did go on to get cut, and it's on, which project is it on for him? Because I've heard it. It's out there.
I think it's called Break the Internet.
Okay. So
is the name of the record. And yeah, it's a, I really recommend, not only do I love Walker as a person, but just I think his music's super fun and killer. It's a great summer playlist type of thing. So I'd recommend people just go listen to all his stuff.
Cool. Yeah, I remember that just because I've heard a lot of his story, you know, working at Costco and the, you know, I've heard the story behind that song and just kind of what he was going through at that time. So that's.
Exactly. I remember that day he was just telling me that whole story because we had never even met in person till that day. And it's funny, I called my dad, my secondary publisher, because my dad gives baseball lessons here in Nashville and had been giving Walker's kids lessons for about a year. And for about a year, he kept telling me, man, you really need to get together with this Walker guy. I think that you guys would hit it off. I think you could do something fun. And my dad said that a few other times, and I hadn't always agreed with him. And so I didn't know who Walker was at first. And so it took a while to get us together. And once we got together, my dad was exactly right. So it was just kind of a neat way to get together and connect. And we've remained good friends. We've been writing just last week for his new project that I think he has to have turned in this summer. So yeah, it's just been a neat situation.
Cool. That is something I wanted to talk about is that, you know, writing with the artist. I mean, that's a huge topic of conversation on the row. And if you look at the country charts, it's really easy to see why. Is so many artists write their own songs. And so if you want to get a cut, one of the best ways is to get in the room with the artist. And so, yeah, you're writing with Walker. Now, correct me on my timeline if I'm wrong on this, but when you wrote Layla Stars, that was after his first record deal ended, right? And so was he between deals at the time? And
yeah, well, he was, I don't know exactly like when he actually signed with Sony Monument. Mm-hmm. So he might have, because that song is a Sony Monument release. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm not exactly sure kind of exactly like when we wrote it versus, but definitely his deal with Capitol was done. But he might have been under Sony around that time.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I was going to ask you how you got in the room with him because it's you know, again, such a topic of conversation. That's something I'm always curious about. And it's anecdotal. Everyone has their kind of own path, how they end up, you know, in the room with an artist that either is a major artist or is on their way to becoming a major artist or an unknown at the time. So yours was a dad recommendation.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely recommend having a dad that believes in you and is willing to talk well of you. And it's been cool, too, because, I mean, I'm just like everybody else. I'm fighting to figure out ways to get in the room with established artists and all those sorts of things. And that's an everyday fight. But what's been really cool about getting in Walker's camp is, you know, that he's got two publishers. They're very connected. So I've gotten relationships now with Smack and Rare Spark, which has led to other Sony Monument artists like Teddy Robb and a couple other people that I'm currently kind of in the room with. So it's been really cool. Just the doors. I mean, you know how that works. The doors just seem to start to open whenever. If you got one person that really believes in what you're doing, they can start to open a lot of doors for you.
Cool. Yeah. And I think one thing I find interesting about like artist co-writes, because I've had the thing too, you mentioned how, you know, Walker's one of your friends, is there are artists I've written with where I think we've written good songs, but I probably don't want to go hang out on the bus just because maybe our lifestyles are so different or whatever it is. Like, well, I don't know how much legs this thing has, you know, versus other people you write with, you're like, we really connect as people. And so I guess Walker's one of those people that you connect, you know, on a personal level.
Yeah. And it's been funny because that's kind of how my career's been, both, you know, with Walker really being the beginning on the country career the last couple of years, for the most part. And then on the Christian side, which I've done a lot more and have been in that a lot longer, I've noticed that, I mean, for the most part, a big chunk of my cuts or singles or success, however you want to look at any of that, has been, I mean, it's kind of, what's the right way to describe that? Probably more quality, less quantity, from the standpoint of, like, I'm writing with artists that truly 90% of them are good friends of mine. And I do go out on the bus with them. Our families do get together and hang out. And so I have a lot of cuts with that smaller group of artists.
Mm-hmm.
That's starting to change a little more recently. Part of it is my publisher's doing a good job of just spreading that out a little bit, but mm-hmm. I seem to go pretty deep with the artists that I write with.
So get a lot on the books, you mean, and just kind of keep going back and kind of keeping a day on the books.
Yeah. And I've also found, I think the older I get, I want to write with people that I really enjoy being around. And I mean, cause you spend a lot of time talking about pretty personal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, you know, at least somewhat enjoying the person you're with and care about their story, especially them as an artist. And I always look at my job as a songwriter is to come along and serve that artist. I mean, probably first and foremost, I'm serving the song, because mm-hmm. I can do that whether I'm writing by myself or just with another writer or with an artist. But whenever it comes to writing with an artist, that's like the main thing, is I want to just serve what they're trying to say, what they're trying to build, the brand they're trying to strengthen, you know?
Yeah. I think that's great advice for everybody. We are in the service business, and we, the more we think about what can I do to serve somebody else, then, you know, Zig Ziglar said we can get basically anything we want out of life as long as we help enough other people get what they want. You know, get what we're aiming for.
Yeah,
I think that's important, whether people are going into publisher meetings or going into co-writes with artists. It's not about what can you do for me. Hey, Mr. Publisher, I got these songs. Why don't you do me a favor? Why don't you sign me a deal? Why don't you go get my songs cut? But instead of coming in going, okay, well, what do you need? How can I provide that for you? Because publishers are also in the service business of serving artists and serving labels. And that's how they continue to keep the lights on.
Absolutely. And that honestly is such a shift in thinking. I mean, I think I would venture to say almost everybody, 99.9% of people that move to Nashville to try to get a deal, it is all about what can I get? What can I get? Mm-hmm. Because I mean, and that's pretty natural. But I think once that shifts to, listen, I am a songwriter. I am a professional songwriter. Maybe not everyone knows it yet. You know, mm-hmm. that needs to be more the mentality. And so this is what I do. And what I do is serving someone else. Just like if I were a professional plumber. I mean, that's what I do for a living. It provides for my family, but it's also serving the people that, you know, are having trouble at their house and need a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely been a shift for me.
Cool. Yeah, I think it's a wise one. I'm working on that as well. All right. Yeah. So that's a cut story. So a happy story. So now the flip side of that coin, the bruise, the music business bruise, what's your best or worst, most painful, however you describe it, story of the other side, the down to go with a high?
Well, I mean, I've got plenty, but I'm just going to jump to probably the first big bruise. A very disappointing thing. And looking back, I see that probably it set me up to have correct expectations for being in this business. But not long. I mean, I had only been in Nashville for probably less than 2 years, which for anyone that's come and done the Nashville thing knows that's like a blink of an eye.
Mm-hmm.
But for people thinking about going to Nashville, that seems like a really long time. But anyway, within those first couple of years, I moved here right after Carrie Underwood won American Idol. Or maybe she won it like that second year I was here, something like that. And I had a direct in with Mark Bright, who was working on her first project with mm-hmm. Jesus Take the Wheel. And got together with two other writers. One of them was Mark's staff writer. And we wrote a song that I still think has legs and could just be updated a little bit, probably needs a new demo. But that song made it all the way into the studio with her. And then it didn't end up making it. And then the same song got put on hold by Jody Messina, and then didn't end up making that. And it was all within like 2 months of each other. I think it got put on hold with a big record label, and they weren't sure who the artist was going to be, but they just said, we want to put this on hold because we love the song and someone needs to cut it. And I said, I agree.
Yes.
And so it still is sitting on a, 13, 14 year old demo right now that I still go back and revisit. But I remember thinking at that time, I was like, man, everyone says it's a 10 year town. I'm going to have this jump start within 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jesus Take the Wheel maybe was already out as a lead single and was already killing it. And then they're finishing the record, if I remember right. Okay. And so I knew that it was going to be big. I mean, because she had such a huge buzz around her. And so I was just, seeing this golden path in front of me, because I knew all the doors that would open, and then none of it happened.
Yeah.
If you would like to hear the rest of this interview or hear all past and future Hang episodes, join songwritingpro.com today. Before we go, let's leave you with a little word from one of our members.
Songwriting Pro is where it's at. It has helped me do amazing things, much more than I ever thought. I knew I had the potential. I knew I had good songs. Songwriting Pro's made them better. With Brent's help, the community, the education, and the access to publishers, writers, professionals in songwriting and the music business, there's nowhere you can't go. If anything, you'll learn more. So I'm urging you, check it out. A lot of times you can check it out for free for a week, 10 days. Why would you not do it? Just do it. Check it out.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.